taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Hello and welcome to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy through resonance repatterning. Joining me today is Patty Tohill, a certified resonance repatterning practitioner from southern New England. Patty will be asking questions about our anxieties in group situations, which will allow me to go deeper into the real problem that is waiting to be resolved and the joy waiting to be lived. So if you're ready, Patty, let's begin.
Yes, I'm ready. My first question for you, Chloe, is why is it that so many people feel uncomfortable or have really big issues about being in groups of people?
Actually, it's strange because, you know, groups symbolize the tribe, and the tribe is our source of survival. If you look at the bush people of the Kalahari Desert, where there may be no water for two or more years, they can't survive alone. They survive by being a member of the tribe. It's the same for all indigenous peoples. They know the importance of the group.
If we don't like groups, does it mean that we no longer have that sense of dependence on a group in a beneficial way?
Well, we are social beings, and we are all absolutely dependent on the group, on our tribes. Mostly we see this in times of crisis, you know, as in World War II, the London Blitz with thousands of bombs dropping every night, and at the same time an enormous sense of togetherness. And of course it was the same after 9/11 in New York.
Right, but why don't we have that mutual dependence and support all the time, not just in a crisis or living in the Kalahari Desert?
Well, only when our energies are balanced can we have a sense of joy and togetherness when we bond as a group. If we feel threatened in groups or fear groups, we need to look at what's going on in our own energy field.
Are you talking about the energy of the chakras or the acupuncture meridians?
Yes, both of them. Both, but let's start with our seven energy reservoirs, or chakras, and see how they're involved with our group issues. Because the ancient Vedic medicine of India talks about these energy reservoirs and how they control our physical, emotional, and mental well-being.
Well, do all of these reservoirs have something to do with safety in groups?
In one way or another, they do. But the first chakra at the base of the spine is known as the earth chakra, and is specifically about our survival on this earth and in this body. And it relates to security, stability, nurturance, predictability, and in particular, it relates to the tribes or the groups we belong to.
The earth chakra is about survival and tribes. So we have more than one tribe?
Our main tribe, of course, is our family. But we also have the tribe of our ethnic group, a powerful tribe for many people, and the tribe of our national group. Then there are our school tribe, consisting of our peers. We have our spiritual tribe, those who worship in the same way we do, and the tribe of people involved with our work, as well as the tribes that share the same hobbies. And of course, in some countries, there are very strong memberships into class tribes. Now, in the old days, our tribes were predictable throughout life. Family, church, the Saturday night dance when all people living in the same village got together. This is no longer the case because we move from place to place, from job to job. We're constantly faced with new tribes. We attend meetings and go to parties where we don't know anyone. Our family members often live at a distance, or we're cut off from our family for one reason or another.
Yes. Chloe, do you feel the problems that people have with groups relates to the fact that our tribes are so unpredictable these days?
Well, I actually feel that the problem is that groups, even our family group, instead of being associated with nurturance and survival, have become a threat to many of us. So again, we saw after 9/11 or World War II in London that the group was about support. It was about nurturance. But now, this is not happening. Something is becoming threatening for us in groups. when our energy pulses at one with other energies, it's said to be entrained or in sync. So when we love groups, we know that all our energies are pulsing in sync. And when it's in sync, this energy gets amplified, and there is more energy, more unity for the whole group than there is for one individual alone. So this is the ideal of groups, pulsing together in harmony. We become more powerful, more effective, and have more love than we have when we're alone. But what if the group energy is out of sync? There's going to be disharmony, and the group won't support the well-being of its members. So it's like living in a dysfunctional family. If there's alcoholism, neglect, abuse, lack of love and safety, then we begin to resonate with groups being unsafe, unloving, and disharmonious or even violent. With this experience, groups deplete your energy. They no longer amplify your energy. Your earth chakra loses its natural pulsation, and groups feel threatening, and you begin to fear group situations.
So what you're saying then is that our earth chakra is out of tune because of our past experiences, and our past is then superimposed on every group for the rest of our life.
It can be. It can be. If you had a traumatic experience in one of your tribes that was never resolved with love and communication, you'll still resonate with the painful feelings and beliefs you experienced then. If these feelings and beliefs are unresolved, they're going to be superimposed on a particular group in the present. This is why you see hate groups in every country, or prejudices against certain groups. Unresolved, painful issues are projected onto groups. And then we join groups to have power over others, or we feel threatened by groups.
And so, as you always say, it's what you resonate with that really makes the difference.
Right, right. For instance, let's say that in the corporation you work for, someone reminds you of your angry authoritarian father. If you resonate with, I am controlled by my angry authoritarian father and feel unprotected by my mother and older brothers and sisters, this resonance can get activated in a variety of different group situations. Department meetings, for instance. You find yourself in meetings where somebody is angry or authoritarian. You try to stand up for yourself. No one supports you, and the group feels threatening. Consciously, you may just say, I hate groups. But so much more is going on underneath that statement that never gets touched on.
So is this why it can be difficult getting together with the whole family at times of celebration? Because unresolved group issues are getting activated?
If you haven't transformed your resonance with old patterns and strengthened your earth chakra, family get-togethers can definitely activate your old patterns with your parents and siblings. A lot of us can relate to going into fight-flight mode in our family group. We start arguing and quarreling, competing. We get irritated or angry. We order each other around. Or we become quiet. We don't join in. We do anything we can to avoid the group. And often we feel discounted and devalued. And not just in the family situation either.
Well, how can resonance repatterning help balance our earth chakra so that we can overcome our fear of groups, feeling threatened in groups, or just plain dislike of being in a group?
Well, when you resonate with the qualities associated with a balanced earth chakra, you feel supported by the group. In fact, there's an awareness that we all belong to one global group, that we are all united in this group. When the earth chakra is what we call coherent, there will be a high level of mutual generosity. Whatever you have is shared with everyone in the group, and the group also shares generously with you. You see this in India. The poorest of the poor will share their last piece of bread with you. Whatever they have is yours. This represents an amazingly balanced earth chakra. Another inspiring example of a balanced earth chakra is seen in Nobel Prize winner Muhammad Yunus and the Grameen Bank, whose organization has now given small startup loans to over 7 million poor people in Bangladesh to help them survive by starting their own business. His vision is to end poverty all over the world. This is the ultimate of a balanced earth chakra. And in resonance repatterning, of course, we work with balancing the earth chakra.
So what happens then when our earth chakra is imbalanced?
Well, we see greed, selfishness, wanting the material goods of this world for yourself, competition rather than cooperation, wanting more than others, focusing on profit rather than on what will nurture all people and support the survival of all people, all nations, the whole globe. All these qualities are associated with an out-of-sync earth chakra.
So then bringing our earth chakra into balance at this time is incredibly important when there is such mass insecurity and fear.
It's absolutely essential, yes. And we're going to be seeing what happens in the session that I'll be demonstrating later on.
It's about your journey, long way. It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take. Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Reiki, balancing form and essence. Hosted by Reiki Master Phyllis Lee Furumoto, brings to the Seventh Wave Network this worldwide human art form. Join Phyllis every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time as she shares her experiences from around the globe and helps you to understand the effects of living in conscious relationship with the energy of Reiki. Reiki, balancing form and essence. Every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello. And if you've got any questions, I'm very happy to answer them. And if not, Patty and I still have much more we can talk about, but we'll see if any of you come on board with us. While we're waiting, Patty, we'll just keep talking, and then if somebody comes on board, we'll take their question at that moment.
That's a good idea. You know, Chloe, as an acupuncturist, are you able to see people's dislike or discomfort with groups from an acupuncture point of view as well?
Absolutely. We can look at the Chinese system of acupuncture and see how the 12 meridian channels support life physically, emotionally, and mentally. And for the ancient Chinese, the 12 meridians were officials who maintained order, harmony, and well-being politically, socially, and on the level of the body and mind. And one of the 12 meridians is called the triple heater. Its function is to create the right temperature for everything to function with ease and harmony. So your triple heater is about harmony, and it's also associated with groups. So people with a strong, well-functioning triple heater love groups. They enjoy talking to everyone and connecting with everyone, creating harmony and happiness wherever they go. It's like the French man getting into the subway on Monday morning. My father always used to tell this joke. He'd say the subway door opens and the businessmen are reading their newspapers and sitting in silence. And in a loud voice, full of joy and enthusiasm, he calls out, "Bonjour tout le monde! Good morning, everyone!" And people smile and laugh, and before you know it, they start talking with each other. So that's the triple heater. No inhibition, brings light and lightness to life, connects people, gets them to smile, and start relating to each other. Most of us have an underfunctioning triple heater, especially if we dislike groups and avoid groups.
So what else happens when our triple heater is weak and underfunctioning, besides not liking groups or feeling threatened in group situations?
Mostly two things happen. First of all, we're not energized being with people. We feel depleted or even exhausted after being with people. We tend to blame others or the group for exhausting us because we don't realize the weakness lies in ourselves, in our own earth chakra and triple heater meridian. The second thing that happens is that in group situations, our magnetic field of energy constricts. The heart has a particularly large magnetic field. Your heart's field is associated with love and your emotional responses to life. So if your heart's magnetic field of attraction is small because of fears and unresolved issues concerning groups, you'll probably feel invisible, that no one likes you or loves you, that people aren't drawn to you. When your magnetic field of attraction is large, people are automatically drawn to you.
And how can resonance repatterning handle our fears about groups?
If you come for a session with a problem concerning groups, we use muscle checking to discover exactly where to begin and what you need. And every session you receive is absolutely unique. We may need to get you oriented in the direction of what nurtures you, may need to go into more detail with the problems, may need to go to intention, or there are over 75 repatternings that can deal with the exact issue underlying your problem in groups. And in today's web radio show, I'm going to focus on a particular repatterning called the group oneness repatterning. And it shows us the cause behind our group anxieties and helps us to resonate with the reality, which is that we are all one. The left hemisphere of our brain experiences that I am separate from you. My group is separate from your group. The right hemisphere of our brain only experiences the euphoria of union. There is nothing but the feel, as it's called in New Physics, also known in ancient wisdom schools as the ocean of primal energy created by love and accessed through love. So ultimately, everything we're doing in resonance repatterning is to return to our true nature, which is love, and to clear the blocks, whatever they are, dislike of groups, anxiety in groups, it's just a block that comes in the way of this ocean of frequencies, our nature, which is love.
Oh, it sounds wonderful, Chloe. Can anybody use this repatterning, or only practitioners of resonance repatterning?
If you studied resonance repatterning, you can muscle check if your client needs this particular repatterning and the exact details of what, when, where, and how. However, you're welcome to download a copy of this show with the complete group oneness repatterning, plus 7 self-healing modalities that change your resonance with all your group issues, and you can use the whole repatterning or parts of the repatterning plus the modalities on yourself before going into a group situation that makes you feel nervous. Now, if you don't have the muscle checking and you haven't studied resonance repatterning, you just have to go with your intuitive sense or what we call the felt sense about which thing, what you need at this moment in time. If you've studied resonance repatterning, of course, it's very efficient, very effective, and it goes right to the core issue. And also, by the way, at the end of the download, I provide you with additional information on how to use this repatterning in your daily life, whether you're a practitioner or whether you're just somebody who really wants to improve the quality of your life and come back to your true nature. so you can resonate with letting your star quality shine in groups and experience the oneness we all share. So I think, Patty, at this time, let's just see if there are any questions coming on board. Wonderful. Hello, Nancy.
Yes.
Hello. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I definitely have a desire to be in groups, but when I'm in groups, I withdraw. And I guess my question is, how can I feel that I have something to contribute and to be a valuable part of the group so that I can engage in the group?
Yes. So this is actually a great question, because this is what we're all dealing with. Some people become nervous when they go into groups and they start talking their heads off and being extremely tense, and other people pull back from the group. So it's going to hit everybody in one way or the other. We either pull back or we start discharging our tension. And ultimately, what we have to contribute in the group is often not our words, but it's the spirit of who we truly are. And I don't know, Nancy, if you'd like to have the session this morning.
I'd love to.
Okay. Well, so this will be a great example, because then you can see exactly what it is you need. So your problem is that you withdraw in groups, mm-hmm. and you feel you have nothing to contribute.
Yes.
So as we go through the repatterning, we'll get an understanding of this, and as you clear your negative resonance, what you're resonating with, you'll discover what you have to contribute, which is the spirit of who you are, the light of who you are. Mm-hmm. That's what you take into the group. Like that French man going into the subway, he just brought light into the subway, didn't he? It's like all he contributed was bonjour tout le monde. You know? And so, yes, we feel that we have to do something special, whereas in actual fact, all it is that we need to be something special, which is who we are all the time. So lovely. So let's start then with the group oneness repatterning. And Nancy, I'll do it on you with the understanding that anybody can proxy in to Nancy's session. And proxy means that we are all one. And if you choose to proxy into what parts of Nancy's session are meaningful for you, there is no time and space, as is discovered in new physics. You can be a part of this session and receive some of the benefits that hopefully Nancy is going to receive too. Nancy, there will be some little breaks here and there,
okay.
So I'll just let you know when they're coming, and then we'll just keep on going after the break.
Okay.
Okay? Wonderful. So the problem you have in group situations, Nancy, is that you withdraw.
Yes.
All right. And I'm going to muscle check for you with your permission.
Yes.
We need to get any more information on this problem that Nancy has. No. And the muscle check goes off on that. And we need to know anything, whether it's a particular group that you tend to withdraw in. I'm getting a yes on that. So are there particular group situations where you withdraw?
I'm in groups in my job a lot with people that I don't know.
Okay. With people... I don't know, I'm just writing it down. All right. And we need any more information? No, so this session is mostly then about you withdrawing in your job.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Say, if you, and I'm going to muscle check you now for resonance, say, I withdraw in my job.
I withdraw in my job.
Or with people I don't know.
Or with people I don't know.
And you're definitely on resonating for that. At this moment, at the end, that resonance will change. What are you most afraid of when you're in group situations on your job and where you feel uncomfortable with people you don't know?
I feel like I have nothing interesting to say.
So I'm afraid I have nothing interesting to say. Okay. I can really relate to this one myself. You know, it doesn't make any difference whether we're the most fascinating person in this world. We can still come up with these illogical fears, don't we? All right, so this is a general muscle check. Yes, say, I'm afraid I have nothing interesting to say.
I'm afraid I have nothing interesting to say.
And you're on for that at this time. You're resonating with that.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to identify the non-coherent belief that amplifies your problem with groups and constricts your energy in group situations. and we'll wait for the break, and then we'll come back to the exact one you need.
Okay.
Then why do you think that it's so hard? It's not about getting to one point. It's about your journey along the way. It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take. Learn to fly.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly, you are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Everybody is thinking green these days, but green is not just an environmental state of mind, it's a healthier state of being. It's the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the structures we live and work in. It's not the dollars that we're spending, but how we spend those dollars. Are we consciously making informed decisions? Join host Connie McCullough as she explores healthier living by choice. Living Green, Healthier by Choice airs live on the Seventh Wave Network every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in for the challenge of a lifetime, a challenge for greener, healthier living. Enlightenment and ascension brings love and joy into your life. Now you can experience the wisdom, humor, and healing of the Ascended Masters as they are channeled through clairvoyant healer Janae Sirio. Each week, the Ascended Masters will focus on topics that touch and bring healing to your life, relationships, career, and serve to open your heart to be the best person you can be. Tune in to Tools for Ascension with clairvoyant Janae Sirio every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the 7th Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wing. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Thank you. And here we are giving a session to Nancy on problems with groups, withdrawing in group situations on the job and with people you don't know. And I don't know if we'll have time for any other questions, but we'll just see what time is left at the end after Nancy's session. Good. Are you there, Nancy?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. All right. So now, Nancy, to continue, do you tend to feel anxious in groups, it sounds like?
Yes, I do.
So I'm going to muscle check. We need to check this particular section on your anxiety in groups, which is to do with your earth chakra. And there are 20 different belief systems for this. And the one that you need is 1 through 10. And my muscle check says on. It's 1 through 5, no, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's number 10, and guess what we've come up with? I've got nothing to say.
That's how I feel.
Say, general muscle check, say, I've got nothing to say.
I've got nothing to say.
And you are definitely resonating on with that one. Okay. And now, do you feel alone in groups?
Yes, I do.
And this is also your earth chakra. Let's check to see if you need this one. It is feeling alone and abandoned in groups. Yes, it is. And we've got 9 possibilities here. And the one you need is 1 through 5. Yes, number 1. Number 2 is number 3. And it is, I feel abandoned.
Mm.
and general muscle check. Say, I feel abandoned.
I feel abandoned.
And you are resonating with that. So you're already beginning to hear earlier experiences coming up.
Yes.
That this is not just about the group.
Right.
Something else is coming up here, probably from your childhood tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we'll find out later. Do you feel threatened in groups?
No, I don't.
You don't. Okay, so now I'm just going to double check on that. Nancy does need to have this section on feeling threatened in groups. Actually, I'm muscle checking, you do.
Okay.
So you can see that it's not always about what we consciously know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's find out which one you need. And there are 10 possibilities here. It's 1 through 5, no, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's number 10. And it's, I go into a fight-flight reactive response, and yours is obviously a flight response, and I avoid contact.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Okay. All right, that comes under being threatened in groups. General muscle check is needed. Say, I go into a flight reactive response.
I go into a flight reactive response.
And avoid contact.
And avoid contact.
And right now, you're on for that. So, do you see this same pattern acting out in your family group?
Yes.
What way do you see that?
I separate myself from my family members.
Yeah. Yeah. And is it from all your family members?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, you're seeing the underlying pattern here that really wants to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to know if there are any other experiences we need to look at in terms of the school experience or any community or church group. And so it's just the family we're looking at here. Yes. Yeah, so the family, again, is our survival. It's our survival tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And so when there have been experiences in childhood where you feel the only way you can survive is to separate yourself from the very tribe that is meant to be supporting your survival, then you can see that pattern acting out in your life,
mm-hmm.
and it wants to be healed, so we can really feel energized by all groups of people. So general muscle check, say I separate myself from my family members.
I separate myself from my family members.
Yes, and at this time you are on for that.
Mm.
So now we're going to go to the bonding and space needs, because there are two things we all want in relation to groups. We want bonding, which allows us to feel loved and safe with people, and we also want space, the space to explore and be curious and to grow. Because of our past negative experiences in relation to bonding, and you can see that with the family,
mm-hmm.
that bonding wasn't there and you just survived by separating yourself, and of course space, neither of these needs were met in a life-supporting way. So it results in issues around being with groups of people, and that we need to move this forward so you can have these needs met, both these needs met.
Mm-hmm.
So let's check. Nancy needs to have her space needs met. Yes. All right. And the one you need is number one, number two, number three, yes. So number three is, I allow myself to take time to be alone. In your family group, were you able to be alone?
No.
Okay. All right. So this is why you couldn't resonate with being able to take time to be alone for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So just say, general muscle check, I allow myself to take time to be alone.
I allow myself time to be alone.
And you're off for that. So what do? You get in the group and you feel alone.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see how the whole thing gets mixed up, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And we need the bonding. Yes. And you need number one. No. Number two. Number three. Number four. And you can say, it's a general check, say, if I feel abandoned in a group.
If I feel abandoned in a group.
I expand my heart's magnetic field.
I expand my heart's magnetic field.
Smile.
Smile.
Make loving eye contact.
Make loving eye contact.
And recognize
and recognize
that a past pattern is being activated. I go out of my way to make a warm contact with someone. And that is off. You don't resonate with that right now. So again, you're saying, what can I do so I feel I have something to contribute? Here it's already saying is just expand your heart's magnetic field. Smile. Make loving eye contact. Move who you are out to people.
Mm.
Yeah. So now we're going to check on what we can do to help you radiate the star quality of who you are. And we need to help you become more relaxed. Relaxed versus anxiety in groups. Yes. And all of this is what you need to resonate with when you get into your group situations at work.
Mm.
And you need 1 through 5. Yes, number 1, 2, 3, 4. Number 5. Say, General, I breathe slowly and deeply all the time. And you are off for that. So what happens in your group situations at work is you probably stop breathing.
Mm.
Okay? So we need to get you resonating. We'll be able to breathe slowly in group situations, breathe slowly and deeply all the time. Togetherness versus alone and abandoned is needed. Yes. And 21 of these, we need 1 through 11. No. 12 through 15. No. 16. 17. Say, in group situations, I'm energized being with people. And you are off for that one.
I'm not surprised.
Hey, don't resonate with it. Yes, safety versus threat in groups is needed. No, you don't need that one. And right hemisphere versus left hemisphere is needed. Yes. So remember, right hemisphere, it only knows oneness. It doesn't have any sense of separation. And the one you need is 1 through 3. No, 4. You need number 6, and general muscle check for that. Say, I am both an individual I. Separate from the group. And part of the universal field of love. And you don't resonate with that one. So your system just feels the separate I. It doesn't feel that universal field of love that connects all of us together.
Yeah.
Terrific. All right, so now we're going to look at the 11 ways to be the bright star you are in every group situation. And there are a lot of different possibilities here, so we're going to check each one. The one that you need is to be able to take control of the game. No. You need to be strong when you're in groups. Yes, so you need that one. So this one is about when you feel weak, when your energy field is weak, which is what happens when you go into feeling alone and separate in groups with nothing to contribute. You lose confidence in yourself. So that lack of confidence comes from a weak energy field. Your fear is creating a small, constricted magnetic field. As a result, you feel you're not heard, you feel alone, you become invisible. You feel like you don't have anything to contribute. So you must resonate with confidence in order to create confidence and a strong magnetic field so you can be strong. So let's check you now then for the following general muscle check. And I keep checking for general because we have different muscle checks in resonance repatterning. So if you hear general, I'm just double checking. That is, we're checking the whole of your field for each of these things. Say, Nancy, I energize myself. Through breathing and movement. And feel confident and strong. I radiate a powerful magnetic heart field. I am heard.
Seen.
And appreciated. And I hear.
See.
And appreciate. All others in the group. And you're off. You don't resonate with that at this time. Okay. So it looks like for you it's about building your heart field.
Mm.
We need to check on your posture when you're with groups of people. No. Breathing. No. Relaxation. No. Warm eye contact. No. Curiosity. No. got lots of good ones here, but you don't need them. Okay, judgment, no. Spontaneity, no. And warmth, no. And connecting to spirit. So just say, Nancy, each person I meet is a bright star.
Each person I meet is a bright star.
I connect to the essence within each human being with love.
I connect with the essence of each human being with love.
And right now, you're off of that. So we'll come back after the break and do a modality to change all your resonance.
Wonderful.
Okay?
Yes.
Learn to fly. You are.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Whether you're a baby boomer, a post-baby boomer, or a young up-and-coming, we can guide your stride. Host Cindy Spear will enlighten, educate, and entice you, our listener, to realize that you are in control of your life. No longer will the economy, media, employers, neighbors, or relatives, not even the dog, come between you and your unlimited potential. Tune in to Baby Boomers of Today. Where do we go from here? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the 7th Wave Network.
Fiction seeping into reality. Reality transfigured by fiction. A monument of wonders. Conspire with host and creator Roy Dean Doty as he shares readings, commentary, music, and interviews on the multimedia epic that'll change the way you think forever. A monument of wonders. A place where time is a honeycomb, where language spawns the fantastic, where consciousness is exploded, one inspired mind at a time. Escape the stricture of the soundbite film clip world. Enter a monument of wonders. Wonder is miracle. Wonder is life. Wonder is power. Fridays, 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time on the 7th Wave. Are you in?
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. 7th Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, those of you who are on the line with questions or wanting a session, it looks like we'll only have time to complete Nancy's, but please join us next week and every Wednesday with your questions, and I'm happy to answer them and give you a session. So here we are back with Nancy, and Nancy, we have 8 modalities that support you changing your resonance with your group issues, so let's find out which one you need at this time.
Okay.
And I've just kind of drawn these 8 modalities out of the hundreds that I've pulled together and trained students in, but these, let's find out of these 8, which one will best serve you.
Okay.
And you need number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5. You need the breath for mental tension.
Mm.
Okay, so the breath for mental tension, which was number 5, let me just turn to that one. So this breath is used when you have mental tension, agitation, and to steady your mind. And what you do is you place, and everybody can join in and do this right now. It's a wonderful breath to do anytime you're feeling tense or agitated. Place the pads of both your index fingers on your forehead. Gently close your ears with the pads of your thumbs, but wait so you can hear me. And you're going to lightly place your middle fingers on your closed eyelids. And then you take a deep breath, and while exhaling, breathing out with your mouth closed, you're going to make a humming sound like a bee. So basically, you've got your index fingers on your forehead, you've got your middle fingers on your eyes, thumbs are closing the flaps of your ears, you take a deep breath, and you hum like a bee. And you'll do this about for 3 hums.
Okay.
Okay, deep breath. Needs to do this breath more at this time. No, just take a moment, Nancy, to integrate that.
Okay.
And while you're integrating, I'll just say a few things about this. You know, it's amazing that every modality inputs energy and has an incredible effect on the whole energy field of the body, the emotions, and the mind. So it doesn't have to be something mind-blowing. It's sometimes something as small as a breath can begin to change the resonance. Let's see, Nancy, if you need any other modality for releasing this resonance you have with your group issues. And you do need another modality, yes. Number 6, the zip-ups. Number 7, pulling your fingers. Number 8, yes, number 8 is an interesting one. It's a source point on the triple heater meridian, which allows us to feel absolutely relaxed and comfortable in groups, enjoy listening and talking and bringing happiness in groups. And we're going to do a particular point on the triple heater. And this point is called the source point, and it's about bringing light and lightness into your life and in group situations. And you need it on the left hand, yes. So I'm going to tell you where this wonderful acupuncture point is, Nancy.
Okay.
And if you just follow your fourth finger down, across down the top of your hand, to just above your wrist, and you're right in the middle, about half an inch above your wrist on your hand, on these joints of your wrist. And if you put your finger right in the middle and flex your hand up and down, you'll probably feel a little hollow space. Can you feel that?
Yes.
So let's say if you've got your finger right in the middle of your wrist and then you move it up a little bit onto the top of your hand,
mm-hmm.
Now flex your hand up and down, and your fingers should drop into a nice big hollow space.
Yes.
You can feel that?
Yes.
Wonderful. So just hold that point and breathe deeply. This would be a wonderful point to hold before you go into group situations at work, so that you can have a sense of harmony in groups and feeling comfortable in groups. Breathe deeply. Hold the point lightly. And this point for you is working on the physical level, is working on the emotional level, the mental level, and what we call the spirit level, which is the sense of resignation you had about being able to contribute everything, anything in groups. And you need to hold the point longer. No, it's done. You're cooked. All right. And you need any other modality? No, you don't. So let's go back and see if your resonance has changed. Sometimes one of them doesn't change straight away, and we may need to do something else for it, but let's just check. So starting from the beginning, say, I withdraw in group situations on my job.
I withdraw in group situations on my job.
Or with people I don't know.
Or with people I don't know.
And you're off. The muscle check is off. You don't resonate with that anymore. Say, I'm afraid I have nothing interesting to say.
I'm afraid I have nothing interesting to say.
And again, you're off for that. say, I've got nothing to say.
I've got nothing to say.
And you're off for that one. Great. Say, I feel abandoned.
I feel abandoned.
And you don't resonate with that. And say, I go into a flight reactive response.
I go into a flight reactive response.
And avoid contact.
And avoid contact.
And you don't resonate with that anymore.
Good.
Wonderful. Say, this is the new awareness in terms of your family. Say, I separate myself from my family members.
I separate myself from my family members.
And you don't resonate with that. The next one, I allow myself to take time to be alone.
I allow myself to take time to be alone.
And you're on for that. You resonate with that. Say, if I feel abandoned in a group.
If I feel abandoned in a group.
I expand my heart's magnetic field.
I expand my heart's magnetic field.
Smile.
Smile.
Make loving eye contact.
Make loving eye contact.
And recognize that a past pattern.
And recognize that a past pattern.
Is being activated.
Is being activated.
I go out of my way.
I go out of my way.
To make a warm contact with someone.
To make a warm contact with someone.
And you resonate with that.
Good.
Good. Say, I breathe slowly and deeply all the time in group situations.
I breathe slowly and deeply all the time in group situations.
And you resonate with that. Good. Next one, I'm energized being in groups of people.
I'm energized being in groups of people.
And you resonate with that. Good. And the next one, I am both an individual I.
I'm both an individual I.
Separate from the group.
Separate from the group.
And I'm also part of the universal field of love.
And I'm also part of the universal field of love.
And you're on for that. So both of those are going on at the same time. Now, being strong. Say, I energize myself.
I energize myself.
Through breathing and movement.
Through breathing and movement.
And feel confident and strong.
Feel confident and strong.
In group situations.
In group situations.
I radiate a powerful heart magnetic field.
I radiate a powerful heart magnetic field.
I'm heard, seen, and appreciated.
I'm heard, seen, and appreciated.
And I hear, see, and appreciate.
And I hear, see, and appreciate.
All others in the group.
All others in the group.
And you are on for that. Resonate with it. Good. And the last one was, I think it was about the spirit, wasn't it? Yes, here it is. Connecting to the spirit in each person you meet. So remember, we're all bright stars, brighter than we can imagine. You are a bright star, brighter than you can imagine. Feel the spirit of each person you meet. Say, each person I meet is a bright star.
Each person I meet is a bright star.
I connect to the essence within each human being.
I connect with the essence of each human being.
With love.
With love.
And you resonate with that, Nancy.
Great.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And a transcript of this broadcast, along with the complete repatterning, the modalities for self-healing around your groups, and all the details on how to use it, can be downloaded from resonancerepatterning.net. If you want to study resonance repatterning, our schedules are on the website. And in July, I'm starting a complete diploma training program in 6 intensives. You're also most welcome to sign up for our Resonance Repatterning Institute free monthly newsletter. Thank you for being here, and have a wonderful week living in tune with your global tribe and the joy of knowing that in our essence, we are all one. Thank you so much.
It's not about the highs and the lows, it's about the in-between. No, you can do anything if you just believe.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Today I saw the sun up in the sky. Tomorrow I'll touch a star. If you have never tried your best.